This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.
Trump almost did last night.
He did say the wages were too high,
yeah,
which was an interesting thing. I haven't heard any of his supporters today who are constantly on, just every time he says something controversial or out there. They didn't say anything about that. The only thing I could say is maybe he meant the minimum wage is too high, but even that is pretty controversial in this world. He said wages were too high, though.
Right.
Again, he speaks in such broken English that I can't.
You don't.
A lot
that's
of times,
right.
I don't know what he's trying to say,
right.
but he did say that. Kind of an issue. I don't know if there's a lot. I think SE Cup actually tweeted something to the effect of today. I'm interested to hear from Trump supporters who feel that their salary is too high. I'm kind of interested, too. Maybe they do.
Yeah.
You know?
Who's SE for, as she said?
I don't know. I have had the feeling she's not a big Trump supporter. Mm. But outside of that, I don't know.
Cruz was great again last night, I thought. And here was one of his better moments on immigration.
For those of us who believe people ought to come to this country legally and we should enforce the law, we're tired of being told it's anti-immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
It's offensive.
Thank you.
I am the son of an immigrant who came legally from Cuba to seek the American dream. And we can embrace legal immigrations while believing in the rule of law. And I would note, try going illegally to another country. Mm-hmm. Try going to China or Japan. Try going to Mexico.
Thank you.
See what they do.
Right.
Every sovereign nation secures its borders. And it is not compassionate to say we're not going to enforce the laws and we're going to drive down the wages for millions of hardworking men and women. That is abandoning the working man.
So great. And that was a response, of course, to John Kasich continually hammering the pro-illegal immigration nonsense that,
come on, people. You know we can't get rid of 11 million people. We've got to embrace them. We've got to love them. This looks bad if we don't say really good things and pander to them. That's what we have to do.
It drives me out of my mind. And Cruz made some great points there, that it's time to stop that nonsense. It's offensive to say that we are against immigration, because we're not. We want you to enforce our law, okay? Because if we don't, what kind of country? Trump keeps saying it kind of half-assedly. You don't have a country. We don't have a country. If you don't enforce your law, that's really true. If you don't have borders, if you don't have laws, you don't have much. And so we can continue to... And his Kasich's point was... If they're law-abiding citizens, or if they're law-abiding, then you should let them stay. Well, they're not law-abiding. First of all, they broke the first law when they came across illegally. Now they're either committing identity theft or tax evasion. They're not law-abiding. And they might be committing other crimes as well. Mm-hmm. Many of them are. Many of them are.
To cover the first illegal act. Like, you have to create, right. It's like a lie to create it to cover another lie. They're doing an illegal act to cover another illegal act.
Yes.
That's very, very true.
And somehow it's disrespectful to people to ask them to follow our laws. No, I'm sorry. It's disrespectful to the United States and everybody else who's following the laws to not ask that of them. Mm-hmm. And if they, you're ruining families. You're breaking up families. You're breaking up communities. How can people not articulate this point to these morons who keep saying this stuff? We break up families all the time. If you're an American citizen and you break our law, you're going to go to jail. And when that happens, what goes on at your house? You're separated from your family. So why are illegal aliens sacred in that regard and U.S. citizens are not? Why? Somebody help me out with that.
By the way, I was trying to track down that SE Cup thing to see if she had announced who she was for, and I have not been able to do that. Although she has I have seen some interesting, more interesting information, because she had just tweeted a link about the wages being too high, and it was something that I forgot about from the debate. We didn't even talk about it on the air today. Some people occasionally have problems with the way, you know, me in particular the way I talk about Donald Trump. They don't think it's fair. They don't think it's right. And I will say, in this instance, I will give them a break on that, because I was actually being far too nice, trying to give him an out when it came to that. Because not only did he say Americans' wages are too high during the debate, asked about it in a follow-up on Morning Joe this morning. He responded, "We have to become competitive with the world. Our taxes are too high. Our wages are too high." So he's doubled down on it in an interview separately from the debate. He specifically thinks Americans make too much money. Donald Trump believes the wages of Americans are too high. He is running as a candidate to lower salaries.
That's because he's built a great country, a company, an incredible company, a special company. And
what does that have to?
He has to pay wages that are too high.
That's true.
Too special.
He's seeing it from that CEO perspective. And, like, I understand that.
Despite
when you're
the fact that he's a multi-billionaire that he brags about also all the time. Somehow still.
I'd never heard him say anything about his. He's a billionaire?
yeah. You might not have heard that. Yeah, because he's pretty quiet about it.
Yeah.
It embarrasses him.
He's not the same guy that owns that place in Manhattan, is he?
The one with the Bibles?
Trump Tower, yeah.
Yeah, that's where he keeps the special Bibles.
That's not his place,
place. Yeah.
Ooh, the Bible room?
Yeah. What?
Someone released pictures of his actual apartment, I guess. I mean, you almost understand why he has no perspective over the
whole thing. Oh, yeah. He's done some interviews out of
it. It's so ridiculous. it's a Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. It's the best room in Donald Trump's best hotel. Mm-hmm. So you can picture what it looks like. It just looks like someone vomited gold all over the room. I'll never understand that look.
Not a good look.
No.
He doesn't have good taste. Let's face it. And apparently Melania doesn't either, because the place looks like that.
This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.